Yeah, that happened in the home.
Play
I went to play parties right in this room, right here. Before we married, when my uncle used to own this place, that's where they had them, right at their homes. Each, as long as Christmas times, they'd have them around all over different communities, you know, just had it in one home one night, and over somewhere else they'd have it the next night, maybe, you know. Have their play parties, all the young folks, nearly all the young folks would go to them, you know, go to those parties.
Well, back then, you tell me you didn't go to school very much. You know, nobody
was
good.
Well, we'd have to lose so much time working at home, you know, around the crops.
Well, what time did you leave school?
You mean what time of day?
Yes.
Oh, we'd leave time in the evening about like you used to do now, I guess.
So you said the school...
We'd go right over the morning about 8 o'clock or 9, and then we'd leave even about 4 or something like that. But we just wouldn't go to 4 or 9 months, you know. We'd have maybe not go over 6 or 7 months to school.
Oh, so school would be what about 4 o'clock?
Dismiss. Turn out.
And what about after vacation? After the summer?
Well, the fall school would start then after the vacation. We don't have a vacation. It's just we don't even go to work. Back from school.
Well, did you ever leave for school and then not go to school?
You're talking about playing hooky. I really don't know if I ever did just completely play hooky or not, but I know a lot of the kids did. They'd call it playing hooky, you know, they'd start school and then go on somewhere else and play or do something else and not go to school.
Well, if somebody was going to college and didn't go to class, would you say that was playing hooky?
They used to say cut classes now, but we called it playing hooky.
Back then, why did people say they were going to school? They say it was to get a good...
education. That's what they used to say, they're going for to get a good education. Of course, they go for a lot of reasons, I think. But that's one reason that they'd say, that's the reason they should say to go to get an education, I think. They shouldn't be going, I don't think, for any other reason, do you?
I don't guess so. What was the name of the school here, Sam Houston, then? It's now Sam Houston.
You mean the school up here, the college? Sam Houston Normal, I believe, was the first name of the first name. That's Sam Houston University, isn't it?
I think so.
Or college, Sam Houston University.
What would you sit at school?
Where would we sit? Just, we used to have certain sitting places that we all sit. We just have these old, most of, we had single seats and double seats too. And
what'd you call them?
Just seats. School seats. Just seats that have a desk, a school desk. They call them desks. They'd have a top to them and a seat, you know, and you just sit up there and put your book on the desk and study, you know, and a lot of them were single seats and a lot of them were double seats.
Well, is there a building?
Had an ink well in, had a little ink well in, so we used an ink pen, you know, in the place. Didn't have ballpoint pen.
What kind of paper did you use?
Oh, any kind of paper we could buy, scratch paper, or sometimes we had money enough, we'd buy slick paper. So we had all kinds of paper. Most of it was these old slack paper, you know, the old scratch paper, you know, just old cheap paper, you know, to figure on.
Well, is there a building at Sam Houston where they just have books?
Yeah.
What do you call that?
Library.
And you mail a package at the...
Post office. They have a post office up there.
Well, is
there... No, an extension post office up there, I think, at Sam Houston University now. They used to didn't have, but they do now, I think.
Well, you know, nowadays they have a lot of motels out, even around the expressway. But when you were a child, was there a place to stay in Huntsville?
One up in on the just two or three old ramshackle hotels, old big wooden hotels. And people, about the only people stayed there was what were called drummers, salesmen, you know. They'd go through the country and stop overnight and make the stores and sell stuff. That was the biggest trade they had, was what they called drummers. They call them salesmen now, you know.
Well,
they used to go through the country in buggies and hacks and a lot of those salesmen used to go through the country in buggies, go from town to town, you know, in buggies, sell stuff.